Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. Thank you very much.
Yes.
My name is Chelsea and I choose the activity.
And I'm James and I choose the alcoholic beverage. Mm-hmm. Right now, we are in Bratislava.
In Slovakia.
Slovakia.
And last episode, we whizzed through a few different tourist attractions, including the beer bike.
No, thank you. The Museum of Transport.
The Old Town Running Tour, James's favourite.
Not doing that. That's not happening. And also, what was the other one? The UFO Skywalk, big tower that you climb up and walk around the top of it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you will not be surprised to hear that we have decided to go for 72 wines in 100 minutes.
Wine tasting.
Yeah.
So that makes my job obviously very difficult. Today, our alcoholic drink to go along with the challenge will be Slovakian wine.
Oh my God, it's not a challenge, James. It's just wine tasting. So have you managed to find us a nice little Slovakian
and
wine?
And because I'm prepared, Aldis, I've already got some Slovakian wine.
In the fridge, chilling.
Oh, chilling.
Yeah, this is a white wine. Here we go. And some glasses, because you can't drink out the bottle. They don't do that in Slovakia. Can you hear me doing that?
God knows. Right,
so I've gone for this one.
Tell me about it. What wine have you got there? Can you read Slovakian?
No.
Good luck to you.
So I've gone for the Tramin Sloveni. Doesn't matter. We're going to learn more about wines later. It's from 2019.
Oh, very.
That's
the year. Is it a vintage year?
That's the year it was produced, not the date it goes off if you are not with your wines. It's very yellow.
It is very yellow.
It looks like another liquid. But let's just get started.
Nastravi.
Nastravi, look in the eyes. Mmm.
Ooh.
Actually quite nice, isn't it?
That is lovely. So,
and not enough people talk about Slovak wine.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to give us a little bit of an intro.
You want an intro on Slovak wine? Mm. I'll give you that. Slovak wine is produced in the southern part of Slovakia, divided into six regions.
Okay.
And I was in the pub the other day with my mate, and he was just saying that Slovakian wine is making an unexpected breakthrough in the very exclusive world of wine.
Really?
That's what he said. And we were just chatting, and he said that the wines are very unique, they're delicious, and they express the territory that they come from.
Oh my God, so what territory are you tasting in this one?
This one is one of the six. And which one do you think it is, exactly? So Jeff in the pub was saying that the wines are not known well internationally, but they are very popular in neighbouring countries. It's interesting, though, because we don't go, oh, can we have a French... We say, can we have a French wine or
a
Portuguese
say, like,
wine?
You can't go wrong with an Italian red or something.
Yeah. Well, so, why is no one having Slovak wine? Because this is bloody delicious.
It is actually very, very tasty. I'm excited to try 72 more.
I know. So, in the last episode, I did a calculation that even if we have a sip, Google says that a sip is 15 millilitres. It's the average one.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have 72 wines, that's just a sip. That's over a litre of wine.
Which is ridiculous.
That's a lot for me.
It is.
Now, you also, I imagine, because it's wine tasting, you'll get a spittoon. Are you going to spit?
Absolutely not.
No.
Are you joking?
It's not as fun.
When
you can be responsible.
Yes.
I've got to say that, but it's not as fun.
I've got to say, when you see people spitting out the wine, I'm just like,
no.
You are next level posh.
Chelsea chants, swallow it. Like, stamps and bangs on the table. It's like,
swallow it, swallow it, swallow it.
That's what we do.
Well, I've got some good news if you are concerned about how much wine you're going to be drinking.
Yes.
Because I did some extra digging on the session because it all sounded a bit too good to be true, if I'm honest.
Okay.
And during the 100 minutes, you will be served bread along with your wine.
Oh, brilliant.
So it'll soak it up a little bit.
Bread and wine, like, yeah. Jesus.
This is going to be a religious activity.
Excellent.
Some would say. Yeah, but I have got some more details. So basically, you go down into the cellar of the National Slovak Collection of Wines, and there's six rooms. Oh, my God. Do you think they represent the six territories?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They might do.
Might just be chance.
Maybe. And they're all placed out. They're chilled to the right temperature, and they're just left for you to pour your own.
Free pour.
Yeah, and the rule is you can taste whichever of the wines you fancy. The only limit is the 100-minute time limit. Now, I thought this sounds like carnage / too good to be true. Gave them a little email, didn't I? Because I was like, what's the catch? Is it that they're going to be thimbles? Is it that you're going to be on a guided tour and they're going to be, like, watching over you to make sure you're not swigging the whole bottle? But the lovely Michaela, she emailed me back. It's all legit. She said that there will be people dotted around that will tell you about the wines, but they won't be with you. You're just left free to do your own thing.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And it's, I cannot get over how cheap it is. €25. I think that's fantastic.
What is stopping... Now, this is me jumping to being a British person.
Yeah.
What is stopping people going there and for an hour and a bit just having loads of wine and getting sloshed?
Well, I guess just general responsibility as a human being. They might have excellent security guards.
Brilliant, yeah.
That are going to turf you out. But also, if you do think about it, we went to a wine place and we had some Slovakian wine at a wine bar.
We did.
And it was super cheap. So I think for a small glass of wine, we paid about €2.70.
Okay.
So if you even if you times that by two, so say €5 a glass, that's like having five big glasses of Slovakian wine. So actually, in terms of the price you're getting...
And most people won't get through 72.
Correct. So I think, like, on a... I understand the pricing. I think it's just fantastic value for the fact that you get to try so many in such a short space of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we should go, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
We should go and start chanting swallow, do all the wines, whatever.
Yeah, I'll let you do that on your own.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Like. Well, the good news is it's a 6-minute walk from our Airbnb. It's right in the middle of the old town. So it won't take us long. So let's finish up our wines here.
Before we go,
yeah.
After this, we have to leave Bratislava and get on a train.
To go to Budapest. So oh, spoiler! Next place.
We have to be responsible and get on another train. It's not going to be as good as the last train I went on, I don't think.
Well, no, it's only 2 hours.
No, it's only 2 hours. But we do have to be in a... I don't think we're going to be in the best state to get on a train.
Do you not think?
No.
Well, let's see. Let's see how we do. I think between the two of us... I mean, do you want to try all 72?
Yes. I want to try as many as I can.
Oh, my God.
I want to try as many as I can.
This is going to be carnage.
I mean, at least, I want to try at least 36.
Okay. Well, but we could split it up.
No, I'm aiming for as many as I can.
Okay.
I just don't know how many I can get through.
Right. Well, this is what we're soon going to discover. But, Nazdravi.
Nazdravi.
We will speak to you in the cellar.
Hey, James.
What?
Do you like secret clubs?
I do.
Well, we have a secret club to tell everyone about, which is called our Patreon. So if you want to get the podcast advert-free, you also get bonus photos, videos. Some people even get a Tipsy Tourism water bottle.
What the hell?
Then all you got to do is go to tipsytourism.com, click on the red Patreon button, and just check it out. If you've got the means... It is a way that you can support what we do on here and get something nice in return. Check it out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay.
We're in the wine cave.
It's actually a cave.
Oh, isn't it so nice and cool down here?
It's lovely. So yeah. We're in some arches of a cellar?
Yeah.
A wine cellar.
We're in a wine cellar, and apologies, they are doing some construction work upstairs, so if you can hear a bit of that, it's just all added into the ambience.
Yeah.
You know? It's fine. And already, straight away, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 wines.
10 wines in room one. Has the clock started yet? That's the most important thing of this challenge.
Okay, let me set a timer.
That's a calculator.
I haven't had any wine yet. Okay,
stopwatch.
Start.
No, right.
And we've worked out that we need to have a wine, basically, every 1 minute and 23 seconds.
Yeah. Okay? I'm going to start with this Slovakian Hubert Club. Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh! Blowy.
We are in the first room, which is
straight in with a fizz.
Yeah, it's got a few sparkling and fizzy wines here. That'll do, not too much, James.
Not too much. Is that enough to taste, though?
Ooh!
Now, I tell you the first thing I've made a mistake on is I'm not good with fizz. And what have I gone in with straight away?
A fizzy wine.
A fizzy wine. I can't put the lid back on.
Oh, my God. This is going
to
really
drink the whole
slow
bottle.
Us down.
There we go, fine.
Okay, nostra vie.
Nostra vie. We can't do this every single one.
Oh, delicious. That's so nice.
That's very fizzy.
Oh, thank you very much, Hubert Club. By the way, did you
guess
see...
Guess what, look. Sorry, before you just go on, it's €5 as well.
That's why I like it, because I do not have a classy palate at all. Have you seen what's been bought for us? The little spittoo jug.
Yeah.
And there are places dotted around if you're going to spit it out. And shall we just, like, hammer home that this isn't a challenge? This is a chance for you to enjoy a lot of different wines in 100 minutes.
Is it a challenge? No, it's not. It's not, is it?
But speaking of not a challenge, we need to move on to our next one. Okay.
Oh,
this is a bit fizzy as well.
That was probably more than 83 seconds.
It's all right. We're just starting out. We've got to intro it. Nostra vie.
Nostra vie.
Ooh.
Now, just quickly before we go any further, at uni, there was this competition. No, it wasn't a competition. It was a challenge. And it was called the Centurion Challenge.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
So the Centurion Challenge is that you have to have a shot of beer every 100 seconds. And it sounds really easy, but I could never complete it. And this echoes very much the Centurion Challenge, except with wine.
But good job, it's not a challenge we're doing. Good job,
no, it's not
just
a challenge.
A cultural wine tasting.
Because we're responsible.
Okay, next.
Anyway, I think that Centurion stuff is dangerous.
I think it really is, and it's definitely not responsible drinking.
Do you know what? That one was very nice.
That one? €8, mate. Okay, tiny bit for you, tiny bit for me. I think I'm pouring less than 15.
No, you're not.
You're joking?
Because you have a Calpol. That's a 5 milliliter spoon.
Oh my God,
so that,
you're right.
That's more than 3 Calpols.
Okay.
That's one.
Oh.
At this rate, I reckon that's about 45 millilitres.
You're joking.
That this means that we're currently on for 3 litres of wine.
Oh, no, OK, we need to drink less. What I think we should do, because we do still need to be finding out interesting things,
yeah.
I think once we've completed a room, that's when we have an interesting thing, so there's 6 rooms.
Yes, brilliant.
OK, next one. We're not going to make you listen to every single wine,
no,
by
we're
the
not
way.
Gonna, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I keep forgetting. So give me some more. Give me some.
Let's pop that in there.
I just keep going to pour proper. Yeah. Well, I need to film a bit as
ooh,
well.
Oh, that is a lovely drop.
Do you like that?
That is the best one so far. And of course, it's the most expensive.
Oh, 12 euros 20.
12 euros, big spender. Oh, only a little bit left in this one.
Great,
best
good.
Let's see it off.
Just a little splash.
See it off. See it off.
James! You've just poured so much. No.
You've got to level it out.
Now, strawberry.
Wait, go. Oh, yeah, this is the kind of thing that gets me boozed.
Well, don't worry, we're going to take a little break. We've got some bread and we've got some water.
Okay. My favourite so far is the Ludwig Veltlinsinki Zelini.
The last one from this room is, they're not allowed to say that. But it's basically the Slovakian champagne. Can't say it because obviously it's not from the region of Champagne.
It's very gassy, very blowy like champagne.
It's quite hard to do a small tasting of champagne.
Mm. Smells like fizz.
Tastes like fizz.
So?
We have come to the end of room one, which means checking on the time. 8 minutes and 34 seconds.
We're on track.
We are on track, but that means we have time to sit down, have some bread, have some water, because we're being responsible.
Eating's cheating. Not in this, Kanae, not in this scenario.
No, you can't speak already. That's a great...
It's looking good, guys.
Oh, God. But it's a fantastic chance for us to talk through our first interesting thing.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of history for you.
Vino history.
You know, I like to set it up, and I think this is going to give everyone a lot of context. So basically, Slovak wine actually can be dated back to the 7th century BC, when the Celtic settlers probably taught viniculture by the Romans, first planted grapes on the hilly land northeast of Bratislava. So we're talking a very, very long
time. So the Romans planted the grapes?
Well, the Celts did.
The Celts.
The Celts, but they've been taught by the Romans.
Yeah.
So let's just say, you may not think of Bratislava or Slovakia when you're thinking wine, but it's been going on for the longest time.
Bloody ages.
Yeah, but do you want to know why you might not be thinking it?
Why?
Well, remember World War II?
I don't.
Well, not personally, but
yeah,
you know, there
I've
was
a
thing
yeah,
called
a big
World
thing.
War II. And after that, what happened in this country and all the countries around it?
Communism.
Communism happened. And basically, it ruined 2,700 years of winemaking tradition here.
Because Christ.
They went, do you know what? We see what you're doing, but now we want to make cheap commodity wine.
Cheap, shitty wine.
Yeah, and it was little more than a bit of alcohol, sugar, and water.
Bullshit.
Based in that. And yeah, it totally ruined the whole winemaking process here in this country. And it wasn't until 1989 when communism fell.
Yes.
So did.
The Velvet Revolution.
Well done. After the Velvet Revolution.
I said it wrong, but yeah.
That is when they stopped that whole process, basically, with the fall of communism, so came the fall of crap wine. And from that time on, they've been getting back into their winemaking traditions, and that is why Slovak wine is on the up and up, and hopefully, you know, it might be something that you see more and more in the years ahead.
Yes. Good. Well, I'm enjoying it so far. That's interesting.
Yes! Sometimes you don't like my history stuff.
No, I don't like history stuff, but communists being shit with wine and more shit things, shit building, shit wine.
It's good context for what we're doing here.
Yeah, and it's why we haven't heard of it. That's interesting, yes.
Thank you. Right, finish your water.
I haven't had any water, mate.
You need to have some water.
Right.
And let's move on to the next room.
Okay, room two.
Room two, oh my God. We thought there was a lot of wines in room one. Room two, there's, hang on. 23.
That's what I got.
23 bottles of wine, we can still both count, fantastic. Because I don't want to put people through that, that's gonna be very boring to listen to. Why don't, James, I've got a challenge for you.
It's not a wine challenge.
Not a drinking challenge. It's a, for the wines that we taste, I want you to give me a one-word review.
Fine.
Because you are good at, you know your wines, right?
I know my wines.
Okay.
I know my red from my white, and my rosé from my red. So, bring it on. All right, this is speed tasting now. This is the difference. You don't get this on Sunday brunch, do you? This looks like a red wine. It's not.
They're all white.
They're all white.
You just said you know your reds from your whites.
Look at that bottle. It's really dark. That's why. Anyway, stop messing about. I've constricted the top so you don't over-pull.
Well, good. Because why have you just poured me about three loads worth?
Right. Ready? Cheers. In one. I'll smell it first. Grapey. Flat. Next. Juice.
Just juice.
Next
not
one.
Juicy.
Flowery.
It's quite floral.
Fizzy. Oaky.
Do you only know how to describe things with a Y on the end?
Yeah. Vanillary.
Oh my Jesus. Okay.
Any more?
Last one to redeem yourself. Please, please. Give us a proper good word.
Brackeny.
Oh Jesus. Right. Should we just keep to tasting and not talking?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh my God. So we just finished the 23 wines. And what happens when you are drinking lots? You need a little wee. And sometimes when you go for a wee, you need to...
I've just sent Chelsea a text, basically. My text said... That was loud.
I have had quite an upset stomach, so I just had to let out a little bit of gas. I did not realise
that I heard too much information.
It would reverberate around the entire wine cellar. So top tip, if you come here for wine tasting, do not fart in the loo. You are not safe.
Very echoey.
I got your text and I was like, oh, fuck. Also, what's really bad is we are the only people here.
Yeah.
So... The two people work here absolutely heard it, and there is no way that they think that's anyone else. Hey, did you realise something?
What?
We counted 23 wines.
Yeah.
That's just one wall. Look over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's another 11 in here.
Okay. Well, before we go back to them...
Yeah, can we have a break?
Yeah.
We're on 39 minutes, by the way. We're making great time.
Yeah, I want to tell you about the Slovak wines that are used by the rich and famous.
Used by them?
Yeah, drank by them even. They use them and they drink them. It was one of the wines, the Slovak wine, was on the Titanic.
No way.
Yes, it was, which is a boat which has sank, unfortunately.
Has it?
Yeah, it has. It's called the Chateau Palugi, and it was on the first class restaurant on the Titanic.
So it was very fancy.
Very lovely. And another wine, a Clevignard Pinot Blanc, was at Queen Elizabeth's wedding. She has some Slovak wine at her wedding.
That's good. See, that's, this is what is mad to me. But this is all pre-communism, yeah. isn't it? So it just goes to show how well-regarded it was.
But they're still sending wine to the Queen now.
No way.
They're still sending it, pumping
she
it her way.
She loves the Slovak wine. Yeah.
She loves it. That's quite interesting that it's actually regarded as actually a lovely, high, first-class wine.
It was, and it still is.
Yes.
Okay, you can have that. It's good. Interesting. Though what I will do, if you don't mind,
yeah,
I'm going to ask this lovely sommelier if he can pronounce all those words you just butchered.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, can I ask?
Yeah. I heard.
Okay, so the Chateau, what, how do you say that one?
Balgiai. It's just Balgiai.
Okay.
Balgiai.
Just Palgiai.
You could see still that building is, I don't know if you have like rode around to the main station. That building that's on the label of this brand, it's still standing there now. In the cellar of that building, there are still these tubes that were used for transporting the wine to the main station. It's around 500 meters and the ants are still there in their cellar.
Do they still use that?
No, of course not, because thanks to the rebuilding and everything and digging, they are already like destroyed under the roads.
But okay.
In that cellar, they are still there, end of these tubes.
But there once was a time when they had
pipeline. And they were ending on the main station, so they don't need to transport the wine from that building. They just pump it directly to the tanks, load it already on the train.
That's amazing. Oh my God, I think that's an interesting thing, by the way. Thank you.
Welcome.
Didn't even mean for that to happen, but we just snuck in another interesting fact.
Got a double ding.
Yeah, because I think the fact that there was once a wine pipeline that transported it from where it's made to the station is incredible. I'm just gutted it's not still a thing.
So they built it under the main road and transported the wine from their cellars directly to the railway.
You could, like, get to the railway, find the cask and just open your mouth.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I bet there's some security. But that's cool, isn't it?
Really cool.
We're one of the first in Europe, or if not the first, and inspired other people to transport wine by pipeline.
I wonder if anyone still does it. I would like to visit that.
Can I just say, by the way, I am learning a lot more than I thought I would do about Slovakian wine.
Why did you expect that you wouldn't?
Because I didn't know anything about it. Never even heard of it. And here we are, room 3, and we've had our sommelier, Peter, is he called?
I'm not sure what his name is.
Sommelier. He's been very helpful with his advice. He smells lovely. He's not a smelly sommelier. He's been absolutely wonderful at giving out extra interesting facts.
Yeah, and correcting our pronunciation.
Yeah.
Well, this is hilarious, given the fact that your drink of choice this week was Slovakian wine.
Yes.
So I would have thought you would have had that knowledge already, you know, from doing all that research.
No, well, I've got some, but to be honest, my interesting facts were not purely about Slovakian wine. It was also about just Bratislava in general.
Okay, so the next interesting thing we're going to get is...
It's
not about wine.
It's not about wine. It's about... Do you want one now?
Yeah, go on.
So
I'm eating my bread.
I've got one about Bratislava. And things that you love are travel and flights.
Yes, I do.
I've got one about the two cities that hold the world record for the shortest international flight.
Oh, I can work it out.
Bratislava and...
Vienna.
Vienna, it was. It was a Vienna-based airline, and it ran the shortest international air service in the world. It was just 30 miles, and it was a trip from the Australian capital to Bratislava. And it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no
way! Discontinued the flight.
Well, I can kind of understand, because it's a really popular thing to do, actually. If you come to Bratislava, you can easily do a day trip to Vienna, or vice versa. I believe there's coaches, there's trains, but you can even do it by the Danube. You can jump on a 19-minute boat and do both cities in a day, which is really cool.
Yeah, and the airline that ran it, by the way, was called Fly Nikki. And it was run by Nikki Lauder.
Oh, my favourite person. I don't know who that person is.
He was a Formula One driver.
Oh, have you heard of that name before?
Yeah, Nikki Lauder. I'm probably pronouncing it slightly wrong. But I've heard of him, and he had a few... goes at different flight routes and stuff. But yeah, sadly, not a route that is here anymore, which is actually fine because there's train travel around here and that's probably more efficient.
It's more efficient and better for the environment.
But shortest route, that's interesting, right?
That is very interesting.
Thank
you. I will give you that. Speaking of Bratislava.
Yeah.
Right here, I've got a wine from Bratislava.
Well, that is in one of the six regions. That's the southwest region. Let's try it. Come on.
How many is in this room? I think there's 16.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Okay, but this room is white wines and rosés. What I will say is it will start to slow down from here on in because the next rooms are like the reds and they don't have as many reds.
Right, okay.
So we can take it easy. We're still doing off time. We're on about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in a...
You see that?
Room three.
I nearly dropped it because it's a full bottle.
Oh my God, please don't nearly drop it. How are you feeling? Oh, just straight in.
That's lovely.
We've made our way to the rosés.
Oh, that one's cherry-y.
Mmm, it's super cherry-y. Oh my gosh.
I'm just dribbling.
Yeah.
You can't have a dribble.
No. Dribbling's bad for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so we're having a Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé.
This one looks like vinegar.
How are you enjoying your experience so far, James?
Honestly, this is such a good idea.
That's so great, because we often won't do a wine tasting because they're normally very expensive.
That is lovely.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me have a little. Oh, that is nice.
Lovely. Lovely, light.
All right, let's take a photo.
Sauvignon, sing song song.
So I will take photos of our favourite ones and we'll post them on Instagram for people.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a fucking brilliant idea.
So if you decide that you fancy trying some Slovak wines, you can.
This one is a Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé Prestige Fresh.
I feel like they just use all the words.
That's a lot.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm doing a James pour. There you go.
Jumping. Cheers.
Cheers.
Same sounds now.
Ooh, these are getting very tasty. A little bit more.
What time is our train?
It's in a couple of hours. I've got to say that James's pouring is getting worse and worse.
That's do you know what this one is? This one's a late harvest, which means they do the harvesting a bit later on in the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know. Ooh, a red.
So we're at the end of room three, and we have just stumbled upon our first red, which I think is a sign of what is about to come from room four.
Rouge. But that's not full red,
no,
is it?
It's like in between, isn't it? It's like ruby. Ooh, that smells delicious. Are you ready for room four?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so whilst it sounds like we've got three rooms left.
Yeah, eight wines
we
left.
We only have eight wines. Oh, no, nine, ten. Ten.
Oh, yeah, the little cheeky ones at the end.
Little
there.
Cheeky ones at the end. So we've got ten left. So let me just check the time. How are we doing?
Are we less than 70 minutes?
That's brilliant. That's 70... No, 69.
Ooh!
So we have... You're right, Anne.
It's my favourite number.
We have...
Because I won in the bingo on that once.
Ah, of course. So we have zipped and zapped through these, but you don't need to. It just goes to show that you can absolutely do it in the time. Just don't settle for too long.
Nope.
At a certain wine.
Just round and have good measured pours.
No.
Like this. That was good.
You gave me too much.
No, I didn't. This is a 2017 Simac Zamonc. It's from the Dubnik region, and the producer says that from 2017 it's dry and trockum, is what he said.
So I'm pretty sure that trockum is just the Slovak word for dry.
Yeah, but he likes to double up on the meaning.
Okay.
Mm.
Ooh, we are very much in the red wine territory now. What do they say about mixing red and white? Bad idea?
They say, the rhyme I'm thinking of is beer then wine, you'll be fine. Wine then beer, you'll have diarrhea, something like that. It's along those kind of like. Next one. This is Frank's wine.
James, you're pouring it everywhere.
So this is also a dry red from the year 2018. I was alive when this was made.
No shit.
Yeah, it's brilliant. This one is a screw top, which means you have to twist it to get the lid off. It's not red, actually. Yeah, it's red. It's in a bottle that looks like it could be a white wine bottle.
You haven't worked out how these rooms work, have you? Right, final
room.
We've got one more interesting thing we need to find out.
Yes.
Oh, I've got something.
Good.
Right, it's got nothing to do with wine, though.
Fine.
It's got something to do with Christmas, and at Christmas you drink wine.
Topical.
So I'm thinking it all kind of works, don't you?
Go on.
So, for many Slovakian families, Christmas time...
Yeah?
...starts in the bathtub.
Is it?
In that, the food that they eat... on Christmas Eve,
yeah.
Which is like their Christmas, they really go for it on Christmas Eve.
They cook in a bath.
Is a carp.
What's that?
A fish.
Yeah.
And to keep it fresh, they buy it a few days out, and they fill up their bath, and they stick the carp in, so it can like swim about.
Oh, it's still alive.
Yeah. They keep it alive in their bathtubs until it's time to eat.
Don't so you they think they have a super fresh fish?
Yeah, you know, like when you go to those posh fish restaurants.
And they have a lobster in the foyer.
I love that one. That's what the Slovaks do for Christmas. And some, I mean, this is going to make it really, you're going to be like, why have you told me this? Some believe it's because the fish are bottom feeders.
So like they like it. Like what?
They thought that by giving them a few days swimming around in a bath would mean it would, like, flush out their digestion systems a bit, so that when you're eating it, you're going to eat the freshest and best fish ever.
The purest fish.
Yeah, but apparently an expert's come out and said that it would take longer. But I think it helped make people feel a bit better. But the funniest thing I found was that loads of people were reminiscing about growing up and this happening, and loads of people talk about how they felt sorry for the fish, so would like help it escape or like take it to the nearest river.
But they'd nick the fish, they'd nick their lunch.
Yeah, because they'd be like, that poor carp is like, people wouldn't shower for days because they couldn't access the bathroom because that's where the carp was.
Oh, God. So they have fish for Christmas.
Yeah, a lot of places, because a lot of places celebrate Christmas from Christmas Eve. And it is like, it's not just a Slovak thing. I've definitely heard that people on Christmas Eve only eat fish. It might be a Catholic thing. I know Slovakia is the largest religion here is Roman Catholic.
Okay.
So I think it's probably a Catholic thing, and they would go on to eat the meat on Christmas Day. Right. But for Christmas Eve, they have a carp in the bath.
Carp in the bath? Yeah, they don't eat in the bathroom. That's carp. I like that. Imagine if we had like a turkey live and we kept it in the garden and just have it super fresh. Anyway, that's interesting. You can have that.
Yay!
We have a full set of five things.
I'm sorry that they're not all wine facts, but...
You've got to mix things up in life.
That's what
people say, you've got to try different things. So we are currently trying wines. We are on 67.
This is wine 67. 67. Bit of
pouring. Splish splosh.
How are you feeling, James?
Absolutely loving life. Like a carp in a bath.
I don't think they are.
Ooh, look at this. This bottle has a long shaft.
Yeah. It does have a very long shaft, you're right. It's beautiful.
Beautiful shaft.
It's right. No. It's, do you know what? Look at the size of it compared to the others. It's not that it's longer.
It is longer.
It's smoother.
It's longer and smoother.
Yeah, which is a perfect combination.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, all. Right. Final one.
It's the final wine.
Final one.
Oh my god, you've poured a lot. I suppose the last one.
Big delicious wine.
Okay, a big Nasdravi.
Nasdravi.
To the final wine.
72 of our... wines of enjoyment.
Done.
And that is a 72nd wine.
Oh my god, James.
Yep.
We did it.
We did it.
Against all odds.
We swallowed every single time.
We did, every single one. I really doubted us at moments, but I feel like...
I didn't.
We've pulled it through against all the odds.
Gobbled through and had every single one of them.
Well done, us. Do you know Olympians?
I don't know any.
Well, now you do, because you know me and I know you. Okay. We've completed the Olympics of Slovak wine drinking.
72 bloody wines. Now, it must be a litre at least.
Well, yours are. Your pours were outrageous.
But the important thing is, we're feeling fine.
Oh, like, genuinely, I know we're like having a bit of a lot.
Sublime.
Here. James is a little bit tipsy. I
feel great.
I feel really good. It's very, very doable to try all 72 without getting drunk.
Yeah.
The bread, the water helps. But yeah, you do not need to overdo it to be able to taste all the wines on offer. So that's good news.
I've had no bread.
Shut up.
I've had no bread.
James, that's why you're like this. I'm fine.
I've had no bread. Oh, I had a bit of the water. I didn't like the taste of it. It tasted different to normal water. I think they put something in it to stop you having it.
Okay. Well, I've had lots of water and I'm fine. So we need to wrap up because I don't want to alarm you.
Yeah.
Our train's in an hour and a half and we need to finish packing.
Well, good news. We're getting the train.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking.
What?
How are you going to drive the train? I'm not driving the train.
No, thank God.
There is a different train driver. He... or she will be driving the train off to Budapest.
And I've got bad news for you.
What?
I have not paid for first class. We're in second class. No, do not keep drinking. Put the lid back on.
Why are we not in first class?
Oh, okay, we're out of breath because one, we ran, and two, there's like three sets of steps up to our Airbnb.
Yeah.
But James, our train to Budapest leaves.
You hear that?
In 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We need to finish packing. This place is a mess.
We've got pants in a bag.
I'm just going to say, we can't do the outro right now. This is real life. We're going to let... Oh, should we take it? Should we try and do it on the train?
We'll see if the train is suitable.
We'll see.
Traditionally, trains aren't...
Terrible.
Aren't the best studios.
No. So we'll give you a little hello from the train at the very least. But if not, we will tell you what we made of the whole thing when we get to our next destination. But for now, we need to get a bloody move on.
Bye.
So the good news is we made the train.
We did.
The bad news is James had 72 wines and therefore fell asleep straight away.
I had too many sips of each wine. And then I got on the train and Chelsea went to take some videos of the carriages and stuff. And I was just out. I fell asleep.
Yeah, I came back and I was like, he's a goner.
That's gone.
I was like, so much for having a really fun little bit on the train that everyone gets to listen to. No, didn't happen. So we're actually coming to you from Budapest right now.
Yes, more on that train, by the way, in the next episode.
Yeah, let's properly debrief about that journey next time. But for now, another set of good news. Look what we've got.
We've got some Slovenian wine in Hungary.
No.
Slovakian wine.
Oh my god,
you idiot.
We've literally been out of the country for about 3 hours and you've already forgotten which one it is.
I'm so bad.
Yeah. So we bought some. That's the other lovely thing about the wine tasting is every single wine on offer you can buy and it's got the price underneath each and every one.
Yeah. Picked out our favourite and I have it in my hand.
Well, I was going to say, you haven't got the bottle. You can't say it's your favourite one and then leave everyone hanging.
Yeah, hang on.
He's popped it in the fridge we've got in the room already. One second.
It's Hang on, speak on mic, be professional. It's a Ludwig Veltlinsky Zeleny. It's a Vino Ludwig. It's from 2020. It's 0.75 litres, every bottle of wine.
Please do not list everything. All I'm going to say is we will upload a photo on Instagram, on Tipsy Tourism. So if you're not following us there, come and find us. And actually, that's a much better way than James spelling out a word that he cannot say.
The ingredients on it, I can't make out. Because it's all in Slovak. And the only word I can see, which might not even be in English, is melon.
Okay, it's got notes of melon. Okay, let's have a little cheers. Nastravi.
Nastravi, eyes.
And I'll take your one word review, please.
Of?
The wine.
Yumbo.
Well, I was really expecting you to say Melanie, so actually, I'm quite impressed that you didn't go down that line. Did you have fun?
Do you know what? Trying 72 different kinds of wine, the end, like as it goes on and on, it gets more and more fun.
Really?
That's, yeah.
How did you measure that?
I honestly had a lovely time.
I think you were a little overzealous of the pause.
At the beginning, yeah, and then I got the knack of it.
But, when you say you got the knack of it, you mean you let me pour for you?
Yeah, a bit of both that. But it was a lot of fun. Did you have a nice time? What did you think?
I had a lovely time. And it was good because you got to try lots of different types of wine, which, as someone who doesn't know a lot about wine, was really up my street.
Mm.
Because I started to kind of work out which ones were ticking my boxes a bit more.
Because I am a bit of a wine person where I like a wine, but I know nothing about it.
I'm the same. I'm like red, white, rosé.
Sometimes orange. There's an orange
or green
wine. Green wine.
There's a green Portuguese wine too.
Or purple.
What?
Oh no, that's Vimto. Anyway, there's lots of different colours of wines. Did I learn a lot? I learned what I like.
What was your favourite part?
Favourite part is that they just let you go on and just try anything. There's no watching over you. There's no, are you having two sips of that wine? Are you pouring a whole glass of that wine? You can basically do what you want.
Yeah, they were very, very accepting. And we actually got talking to Michaela and Peter, who run the show down there. And we said, right, do you ever have any issues? And guess what nationality they said they had most issues with?
Yeah.
It was...
The Brits.
The English. He did specify the English.
Oh, did he?
So don't put that on the Welsh, the Scots, and the Northern Irish, please.
It was the English. But the Englishman in there today, me, was responsible.
You were pretty good, actually. And I did ask, I said, what happens if someone drinks a bit too much? And they were like, we asked them to leave.
You wouldn't mess with Peter.
Oh my God, you would not, would you?
Peter would just get you in a headlock and you'd be up them stairs, you'd be out of there.
Yeah, Peter is hench.
He is built.
Yeah, so he's the one that's normally on the evening shift, Michaela was saying. So she's like, we don't tend to have a lot of issues because Peter, he'll sort you out.
And Peter knows his stuff.
He knows so much.
Sommelier.
Yeah, so he's the sommelier there. Full of information.
Sommelier.
Super, super helpful. And I think, do you know what? That was my favourite part too. They let you get on, but if you want more info, it's there for you.
Correct. That's it.
What do you think needs improvement?
Well, there's one clear thing that needs improving.
I hadn't even thought of that, but you're absolutely right.
The soundproofing.
The soundproofing of the toilet needs looking at ASAP.
And we were the only four people in there today. And if there's more, imagine how much you'd hear.
What? No, but that might mask it. If there's more people talking...
If there's eight people, I'd hear twice as much.
What? Going to the loo all at once?
Windy. No, just like... in terms of like... Only four people used the bathroom today and I heard one Trump. If there's eight people in there...
Oh, I see.
That's potentially, statistically, two Trumps. And I don't want to hear that while I'm tasting my Chardonnay.
It's a really good point. Yeah, I'm sure they'll listen to this and go, right, add some foam pads to the shopping list.
Yeah.
Let's get that women's loos sorted out.
Now, wouldn't it be awful if that was recorded?
Well, it wasn't because we'd stopped recording at that point, thank God.
On the main recorder, we did stop recording. But if you remember, on our wireless mics, they're always recording as that backup, aren't they? Just in case something goes wrong. And I've gone through the whole backup.
No, James.
And guess what I have got? Do you want to see it?
No, you cannot
play this.
Why not?
Because it's all ruined me.
It just shows that I've been told several times that women don't have bottoms and they don't make that noise.
No, please.
I've clipped it here.
No.
Ready
no,
for
no, no,
the
no,
moment
no.
now I can play it. You ready?
No.
Do you want to see
no.
what it sounds like?
No, I really don't. Really, no one needs to hear this.
In 3, 2...
James!
There we go.
That was not it.
That was not it. But it would have been more echoey. This is it. No, but in all seriousness, I haven't had time yet. Our mics have recorded it, and it will exist. I just...
know. I now realise that it will exist somewhere on a tiny SD micro card somewhere, but I swear to God, that has never been played out.
I'm going to find it.
No.
I am going to find it.
No.
And I'm going to keep it for a moment.
No.
It could be next week. It could be just a future play out. But it's on. It's. I can see the mic there.
No.
It's on that microphone, and that has got a dirty little piece of audio on it. And
no, I'm gonna wipe it.
Will it sit there? I'll back it up before you get that.
Have you backed it up already?
Not yet.
Okay, so I've got time.
You haven't got time because I am gonna get it. But it will be. It will be saved somewhere, and I'll get that.
I am not ready for you to have this piece of blackmail on me.
Well, brown.
This
mail.
Is unfair. This is very unfair.
But, I mean, it's good that we have these backup pieces of audio for such occasions like this. Anyway, what were we supposed to be talking about rather than...
No, I think I just need a bit of a moment.
Fart-based products.
Okay, right. So, moving on.
Moving on.
Very swiftly on. Was it worth it?
By the way, what do you think needs improving?
Oh, that. Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
100% that needs improving.
Yes, it does. Was it worth it? Yes, it was. How much was it again? Remind me. I do remember, but I want you to say it.
€25.
Correct. That's what it was. Yeah, €25 for 72 wines. Which, if I just do some quick maths in my head now, that works out at. That's wrong, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh shit! If I do some quick maths in my head now, 34.7 cents a drink of wine.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
If you have all 72. And I think I did point this out in the intro that given the cheap price of some wines, you could certainly drink similar levels for €25. Perhaps you could spend even less. But I was really impressed with the range of wine that was out. There were some bottles that were worth €5, but then there were like €15 bottles out as well.
Yeah, and then they had some that I don't know what they're used for, but they had some in the fancy cases as well, the like luxury wines for poshos.
Yeah, we weren't allowed those. They do a completely different wine tasting if you right. want to go and just have the premium wines. Mm. You have to like pay for that separately. Don't know how much it is, but probably more likely €25, but you just have the premium wines.
Premium wines, like we're still having wines up to like €18.
I saw about €15-16.
So that's still pretty good value.
I think that's brilliant value. Also, you could just go and drink.
Don't go.
Just the expensive wines.
And just drink glass after glass and go, you've run out of this bottle. Can you open a new one, please?
Well, Peter's going to lead you out if you do that. You've got to take it seriously.
Yeah, you do.
But I think... that's what I really liked about it, was you could go and taste it all and you're not going to get absolutely steamo.
No.
Not if you're doing teeny tiny sips.
Yeah.
Marks out of 10, please.
What was my marks out of 10? What am I going to go? I'm going to say 8.3.
Whoa.
Yeah, big.
It's a big one.
It's a biggie.
I'm going to say.
That's what I said when you went to the bath. Hey, go on.
8.9.
Oh, 8.9.
It's a near perfect tourist attraction.
Well, that's an 8.6 average.
Amazing. But do you not think it's well priced?
Yeah.
It's a good amount of time, but it's not too long.
Yeah.
There's some history.
Beautiful building.
Beautiful building. It's very give or take when it comes to how much you're learning versus how much you're experiencing.
Mm.
You can do it in big groups. You can do it on your own. You can do it in a couple. I honestly think it's one of the best tourist attractions I've ever done.
It's very, very good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Michaela. I enjoyed Peter. Peter enjoyed most of our company. Apart from when at one point he just put a peg on his nose. And then that's how he spent the rest of the time talking to us. But yeah, I very much enjoyed it. So thanks, guys. Yeah. Good attraction.
We really, really enjoyed it. So if you're going to Bratislava, get yourself down to those wine caves. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tipsy Tourism. As always, you can rate and review this episode, even if you've done once before. You can do it again for this episode. I believe on Apple, if you go to the page with all the episodes on, keep scrolling down, you'll see a little star system. Top five, go on.
So just say, I've listened, or maybe even if you were in that part of Europe, just comment, I heard it.
No!
And I'll know what you mean. But 5 stars would be lovely. It does make a big difference about where it appears. And that's it for this episode.
It is. And normally at this point we tease where we're going to be in the next episode. But we've already bloody told you.
Budapest.
Yeah, we're in Budapest now.
But what are we going to do? We don't know yet.
Yeah, so make sure you're listening. We're going to give you loads of ideas about things that you could if you come here. And then try one out for you.
That's it.
Yeah, right. Speak to you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.